Hello and welcome to Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives of WTBR-FM. When WTBR moved to the new facilities here at Pittsfield Community Television, it brought along with it a tremendous asset, its vinyl collection, numbering nearly 20,000 pieces, including full albums, EPs, singles, and so much more. The purpose of this program is to take you back in time to the early days of WTBR when these records were brand new. I'm your host, David Cachet, and over the last few years, I've acted as sort of an archivist of this great collection. Just imagine, if you will, a wall full of records sorted into, like, cubby holes, about 150 to 200 records in each section. Now, normally I would choose one of these sections to grab records from. I'm not going to do that today. This whole intro has been a lie so far. I'm actually going to be pulling music from the donated CD section of our collection. Since we opened up here at the station, we've had many albums and CDs and other things. We got some old 78s and everything donated to the station. So I'm going to dig into the CD pile and just grab a bunch of random CDs and play some music for you. So this music pretty much goes through all genres and all different types of music. So again, I've been lying to you. None of this stuff is from the vinyl archive collection. But if you still want to come down and check it out, it's still here. So by all means. So we're going to start our journey through our donated CD section. A lot of these artists I grabbed from the letters M, N, and O. So we're going to start off with someone from the M collection, and that's the artist Natalie Merchant. In 1995, she was putting out an album called Tiger Lily on Elektra Records. So we're going to play one of the singles from that album right now. We're going to be playing the song Wonder. So here is Natalie Merchant with the song Wonder right now on Random Draw.
Just to see me stand over my bed, disbelieving what they're seeing. They say I must be one of the wonders of God's own creation, and as far as they see, they can offer no explanation. Newspapers ask intimate questions, want confessions. They reach into my head to steal the glory of my story. They say I must be one. Thank you.
trying to be a good friend of mine. I was a free man in Paris. I felt unfettered and alive. There was nobody calling me up for favors and no one's future to decide. You know I
show you how leadership looks when it's hard. I'll teach you all this.
was Eight Easy Steps by Alanis Morissette. And before that, we heard Free Man in Paris by Joni Mitchell. And we started the show off today from our CD collection with Natalie Merchant and her song Wonder. All right, that Joni Mitchell song, Free Man in Paris, was taken from her classic album Court and Spark, which was released on Asylum Records in 1973. Like I said, it was a big album for Joni Mitchell. She was obviously big in the early 70s all the way through today. One of those acclaimed artists that everyone knows and love. This album also featured the songs Raised on Robbery and Help Me. So a very big album in her catalog. So again, that was Joni Mitchell with the song Free Man in Paris. And we closed out that set with the song Eight Easy Steps by Alanis Morissette. I took it from her greatest hits collection called The Collection, released on Maverick Records. That song, I believe, originally was on the second album of her supposed former Infatuation Junkie. So that was Alanis Morissette with the song Eight Easy Steps. All right, we're going to switch things up a little bit, and we're going to head over to the letter N, and we're going to listen to one of the all-time classic artists, and that's Willie Nelson. Got to see him a couple of times in concert. I saw him open for Dave Matthews a couple times, who may be appearing later on in the show, and I also saw him at his Farm Aid. So we're going to listen to one of his classic tracks, and it's a song off his album called Greatest Hits and Some That Will Be on Columbia Records. It's a great name for a Greatest Hits collection. So here's a song called Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys. Here's Willie Nelson right now on Random Draw.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love. Cowboys ain't easy to love and they're harder to hold. And they'd rather give you a song than diamonds and gold. Long star belt buckles and old faded Levi's, and each night begins a new day. And if you don't understand him and he don't die young, you'll probably just ride away. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love. Cowboys like smoky old pool rooms and clear mountain mornings, little warm puppies and children and girls of the night. And them that don't know him won't like, them that do sometimes won't know how to take him. He ain't wrong, he's just different, but his pride won't let him do things to make you think he's right. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love.
All right, that was Nielsen with the full-length version of Jump Into the Fire. And before that, we heard Sinead O'Connor and her song Emperor's New Clothes. And we started the set out with Willie Nelson and his classic tune, Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Out to Be Cowboys. Now, that Sinead O'Connor tune was taken from the album I Do Not Want What I Haven't Got off of Chrysalis Records. That was one of her bigger albums, obviously, because it had the hit single Nothing Compares to You on it. And that was a cover of a Prince song. But it sort of introduced the world to Sinead O'Connor, an amazing talent, amazing voice that we lost way too young. And that was the other, like the next single. I always remember it. It may not have been the exact next single, but I always remember it as the next single off the album. I remember seeing on MTV the video for Emperor's New Clothes. So that was Sinead O'Connor. And we closed out the set with Nielsen and his song Jump Into the Fire, which is a classic, especially the full-length version of it. You know, this is one of the great bass lines. It's the same guy who did the bass on this song as he did Lou Reed's Walk on the Wild Side. So again, two great bass lines of the 70s. The Harry Nielsen album that he put this on was an album called Nielsen Schmielsen, one of my favorite album titles, on RCA Records. And again, just a classic tune and a classic album from Harry Nielsen. So again, that was Jump Into the Fire by Harry Nielsen. All right, we're going to take a short break right now on Random Draw. I'll be back in just a moment to hear some more great random CD tracks that I pulled out of our donated pile. So stay tuned.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu.
And from Sandrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Massachusetts. Retractable awnings, retractable screen, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at sandrini.com.
Hi, my name is Al Perlman and I love jazz. Mostly jazz from the bebop and beyond period of the 40s, 50s, and 60s. I also love sharing my passion for jazz from my extensive jazz vinyl collection with listeners here in Berkshire County. So please join me on Sundays at 8 p.m. for my show Jazz Collector Live on WTBR-FM Pittsfield Community Radio.
Now, streaming live on the web, WTBRFM.com.
We're going to California and Texas and New York, and we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan, and then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
WTBR.
Yeah! All right, we're back here on Random Draw. Again, we've been listening to some great music from the donated CD section here of the archive here at WTBR. I want to take this opportunity to remind you to subscribe to the podcast from Random Draw, wherever you subscribe to podcasts. I always recommend just visiting our website at WTBRFM.com. While you're there, you can get the podcast from my show. You can look up the podcast from every other show that we have produced in this studio. We also have a schedule so you can see all the great programming on here. There's links in there on how to create your own program. So if you have an idea to do a show, if I can do one, you can do one. And there's also a button on there to donate, and we more than appreciate anything you can do to help us keep the lights on and the records and the CDs spinning here at WTBR. All right, let's jump back into the music. And this next set of tunes are coming from a collection of greatest hits albums. So again, the couple of bins I grabbed CDs from had a bunch of greatest hits albums in there. And we're going to start with an artist who was very big in the late 70s up to the mid 80s, and that's Dire Straits. And they were releasing a greatest hits album on Warner Brothers Records. And they released this one in 1988, I believe. And it's a greatest hits album called Money for Nothing. And we're going to play a track off of there. It's a remix track of Twistin' by the Pool. So here is Dire Straits right now with their song Twistin' by the Pool from the greatest hits collection Money for Nothing.
We're going on a holiday now. Gonna take a bit of small chalet. Cost a hell, magnifico. Yeah, the cost of living so low. Yeah. Gonna be so neat. Dance to the Eurobeat. Yeah. Gonna be so cool. Twisting by the. Twisting by the. Twisting by the. By the pool.
distance, reading all about inflation. And you're never gonna be out of reach. There's a cover on the beat.
That was the Eurythmics with Would I Lie to You? And before that, we heard The Doors with the song Touch Me. And we started off this set of greatest hit songs with Dire Straits and their song Twistin' by the Pool. Now, that Doors song was I had taken from, like I said, the Best of the Doors, which was a two-CD set. I believe that was one of those CDs when I was a kid in the late 80s that everyone just seemed to have. Came out in 1985, double-disc set. But yeah, it was almost like handed to you if you were like a classic rock fan of any kind. It was like, here's the Best of the Doors, two-disc, you know, the picture of Jim Morrison on the front had all the great tracks. And that was one of the ones I chose. Literally, you could just throw any of these on and you would recognize it from all the years of a classic rock station, so I decided to play Touch Me right there by the Doors. And we followed that up with the Eurythmics and their hit song Would I Lie to You, which was taken from their album The Eurythmics' Greatest Hits, released on Arista Records in 1991. Again, had all of their greatest hits. That's what it's there for. You know, Sweet Dreams, Here Comes the Rain Again, Who's That Girl, Sisters Are Doing It for Themselves, Missionary Man, I Need a Man. But, you know, I always liked that song, Would I Lie to You? So, you know, one of their big hits and certainly a track deserving of being on the Eurythmics' Greatest Hits. Right around this time, Annie Lennox went solo and released Diva and a couple other acclaimed albums. And, of course, Dave Stewart's still out there producing and playing on albums and doing everything that he did during the Eurythmics phase. So that was the Eurythmics with Would I Lie to You? All right. We got time for a few more tracks. We're going to get more into the rock vein here. We're going to start off with a classic artist, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. And I'm going to take a track from one of their later albums, 1999's Echo. And we're going to play a track right now called Free Girl Now. It's, you know, again, it's one of those albums that when I look back on it, Tom Petty was putting out a lot of stuff, and he had some great stuff there in the 90s with Wildflowers and She's the One soundtrack, and Echo was just another one. It's a great album to listen to all the way through. You know, Room at the Top, Counting on You, Free Girl Now, Swingin' is a great song. So again, here's Free Girl Now by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers off of their album Echo.
Sugar jam. when the days I remember seem so far away. It's just a kid, that's what I miss. It's just a kid, that's what I miss. Take me back, take me back to that beat again. Smoking on the railroad bridge, bring that beam back to me again. Bring that beam back to me. Thank you.
was John Mellencamp with his song Just Another Day. And before that, we heard Dave Matthews Band with Old Dirt Hill, Bring That Beat Back. And we started off this set of music with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers and the song Free Girl Now. Now, that Dave Matthews Band song was taken from their album Stand Up, which was, I guess you could call it, it's kind of a, I don't know if it's a fan favorite as far as like the diehard fans. I've always liked the album. It's got a lot of interesting stuff on there that you don't really hear. But that's one of my favorite songs, especially if you hear it in concert. It's kind of fun to listen to. And that was Old Dirt Hill, Bring That Beat Back by Dave Matthews Band. And we close the show out with John Mellencamp and his song Just Another Day, taken off of his album Mr. Happy Go Lucky from Mercury Records. This was an album. Again, he had big stuff all the way through the 80s and in the early 90s when he had Dance Naked and Whenever I Wanted. So again, another good album from John Mellencamp, and that was the track Just Another Day. All right, well, that about wraps it up for us here at Random Draw. If you'd like to learn more about WTBR, have an idea for your own show, or would like to come down and see the vinyl collection that I didn't play anything from, please visit our website, WTBRFM.com. So until next time here on Random Draw, I've been your host, David Cachet. We'll see you later.